KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:06, we have a mostly clear sky and 38 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy and windy today, a high of 52. West-northwest winds at 20 to 35 miles per hour. We picked up a little more than an inch of rain yesterday into the overnight hours. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Well, from Council Bluffs to Davenport and Mason City to Centerville, the Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs on Wednesday announced it's awarding more than $1.5 million in grants for the return of the state's arts, culture, history, and creative sector by supporting arts and cultural jobs and programming in the humanities. In total, 236 individuals and organizations representing 70 communities across 56 Iowa counties will benefit from $1.5 million in one-time grant funding made possible through the agency's federal and state partnerships with Arts Midwest, the National Endowment for the Arts, and National Endowment for the Humanities, with federal funds through the American Rescue Plan Act. The department received more than $4.1 million in requests to help support a portion of about 1,600 arts jobs. The list of grant recipients includes individual artists, cultural centers, museums, local government and community groups, arts organizations, public libraries, historical societies, community theaters, media production organizations, and more. The department awarded $642,080 in American Rescue Plan Humanities grants to 47 humanities organizations, again made possible with the support for the National Endowment for the Humanities. Among those receiving the grants was the Museum of Danish America in Elkhorn, which will use the funds to sustain a full-time position to provide humanities-based publications, online content and programming, including several exhibitions that travel across Iowa and the U.S. Also, the Sioux City Arts Center in Sioux City, of course, will continue its efforts to develop engaging online content with the grant, building on a new website and video series launched in 2021 and expanding its community outreach and engagement programs. The U.S. Department of Agriculture Undersecretary for Rural Development and other officials gathered at the Oneida Fire Station Wednesday morning to talk about $136,000 in grants for community facilities programs in the city. Sochil Torres Small, D. Fisher, and an area specialist in rural development with the USDA, and USDA Rural Development Acting State Director in Iowa, Darren Leach, toured the Oneida Fire Station, and Fisher explained to the undersecretary how the funds from the grants were being used.
We are assisting the city with converting their restrooms to become ADA accessible at City Hall. We are helping the fire department purchase essential equipment. There's a grant for the new power cot, the chest compression system. We have an emergency off-road vehicle that's
correct,
been ordered.
That's been ordered. Yep.
And replacement fire gear.
In the past, the USDA has helped the city of Oneida purchase a new ambulance and fire truck, which, of course, is housed in the fire station. The city is in the process of discussing and seeking USDA funding for a $1.25 million worth of street improvement project that involves an asphalt overlay and ADA accessible sidewalks. Snyder and Associates engineer Austin Sontag said it will cover about 35 to 40 city blocks. A sewer lagoon is also currently under construction in Oneida. Darren Leach said the USDA has also provided revolving loan funds for the city
to help with some new business, with some business assistance in Oneida as well.
So total assistance to date that's in process, the loan assistance and majority of that goes to the lagoon, it's $4.8 million, and then grant amount is $1,001,550.
Fire Chief Eric Stephenson showed the undersecretary a new power cot and CPR device they had purchased with the grant that will help prevent injuries to EMS personnel and free up personnel to tend to a patient who is in cardiac arrest. The old cot required 2 to 4 people to load a patient into the ambulance, especially if they were too heavy. The new cot makes the task easier for one person with just a push of a button.
Wait, just... Okay, so... This is helping in a lot of ways, reducing back injuries. You know what the workforce is like, trying to get people to volunteer for the fire department. There's not a big waiting list. One person essentially can do this. We got the Lucas device, which does CPR. This will do consistent CPR for like a long time. That frees up, if we are actually doing manual CPR from here to the hospital, probably frees up 2 to 3 guys, because it will wear you out doing it.
Another thing the grant money is being used for is fixing the leaking fire department roof. It'll also be used for purchasing 10 sets of fire protection gear. Some of their old gear is about 15 years old and past its useful life expectancy of 10 years. The new gear isn't expected to arrive, though, until sometime in January or February. The city of Oneida has previously purchased 7 sets for their more active duty firefighters. Undersecretary Torres Small has also been impressed by the citizens and rural communities and how much they invest their own lives into the community to help it thrive and grow.
It's local volunteer firefighters who are showing up in their 60s to save people's lives. And sometimes that's a neighbor, and sometimes that's a stranger driving the road or visiting the state park. And that's why it's so crucial to invest in the expenses that increase and sometimes come due all at the same time. But also why it's important to take out, you know, I can't remember how many times you mentioned staff. You know, when they're volunteers, finding ways to invest so that fewer people can do something, it's crucial, because then it expands the effectiveness of the whole town. When you are relying on people who wear 6 hats, being able to expand the work that they do is really crucial. And then it's about also creating a safe, vibrant foundation so that hopefully we can attract more industry and we can attract more investment in the future.
And that's a check of some of the latest area news on KJAN. More online at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Henson reporting.